You probably will have noticed our hymns today are all looking forward to the kingdom, the time when the kingdom will come. But before that, a word for you. And so it will come to pass that there will be a great prophet coming throughout the land, which is an extract from the Retail Consortium in hopeful anticipation of Christmas. I have to say to them, sorry guys, you've got the wrong sort of prophet there. Because we know a great prophet has indeed come into the world. And we look forward to celebrating that in a few weeks' time. But today, let's think about and remember all those prophets, both old and new and yet to come. Now, prophets often have a very hard time, particularly if they say something unpopular, something people's ears do not want to hear. And many of the prophets in the past came to unfortunate ends as a result. But they spoke the truth. And it's true even today that speaking the truth, if it isn't what people want to hear, can make you extremely unpopular. Especially if that truth cuts right into lies, false words, selfish ambition. Did you know how many prophecies there are about Jesus in the Old Testament? Sorry, it's not question and answer, don't worry, I will tell you. There's at least 300 prophecies in the Old Testament. And some theologians would say even more. 300 prophecies about Jesus before he came. And we read one of those prophecies from the book of Isaiah this morning. And of course, another one in our gospel reading about what John the Baptist said about the one coming after him. Now, for a moment, going back to Isaiah, he spoke of the root of Jesse. I'm sure you all know who Jesse was, don't you? Yes, of course. Jesse was the King David's father. And that, of course, speaks to the earthly inheritance of Jesus from the line of David, which we hear so often, and we'll hear again in the nine lessons and carols. Now, if you like genealogy, I would encourage you to read the first chapter of Matthew. It's a bit long, goes on a bit, but it does lay out the genealogy of Jesus going back to Adam. Now, of these Old Testament prophecies about Jesus, how many of the 300 do you think were fulfilled in him? And you probably know the answer. All of them. Every single one. And Jesus was, of course, himself a prophet, predicting many future events, some fulfilled and some yet to occur. I find it very interesting that Muslims acknowledge Jesus as a great prophet. Unfortunately, they don't recognize him as the Son of God, but they do recognize his prophetic gifting. You may remember Jesus foretold the destruction of the temple. And it was at a time when none of the Jews would have even thought it possible, this great, glorious building, absolutely magnificent, and yet not 40 years after Jesus gave that prophecy in AD 70, it was completely destroyed. The second coming of Jesus was predicted not only by himself, but in fact by many of the Old Testament prophets as well. I don't know if you picked it up, but we read this morning in Isaiah, verses 1 to 5, predicting the coming of Jesus. But verse 6 onwards tells of the glorious future time. For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. And we will sing about that in our closing hymn. The other lovely things there, the wolf lying down with the lamb, the lion eating straw with the ox. A time that is yet to come, a time we can look forward to. And there are many as yet unfulfilled prophecies about the end times, about the second coming. And this is what this season of Advent is all about. looking forward to his return, looking forward to the redemption of everything in creation, looking forward to his kingdom coming again. But Jesus told us that we have to take heed of the prophecies. We have to prepare ourselves. We have to be ready and look for the signs of the times. Now, according to these prophecies, the end times will not be a bed of roses. Sorry if you were hoping they would be. It will be terrible and it will be shocking. But, and it's a very big but, we are promised that God's elect, that's us, will not be harmed. I, however, suspect we will be severely tested and need to hold on very tightly to God. There are many things we can know about Jesus' coming again, but of course there are many things we do not know, of which the most obvious is, when will it be? If you remember, Jesus said that not even he knows when that time will be, only the Father knows. So there really is no point in us humans trying to second guess God the Father. But Jesus does tell us, look out for the signs of the end times and be ready. Now, we might look around the world at the moment and despair, because we can see many signs of the coming of the end. In Matthew's Gospel, Jesus said, there will be wars and rumours of wars. Nation will rise against nation. There will be famines, pestilences, earthquakes. These are the beginnings. Lawlessness will abound. The love of many will grow cold. But of course, what we don't know is how long these things prophesied will go on for before the end. Because whilst we might think that's all happening now, which indeed it is, it's all been going on for a very long time. And if we look back in history, these things have all been happening. But I again want to remind us, perhaps the most important part of this prophecy of Jesus recorded in Matthew's Gospel is, Jesus says, but those who endure to the end will be saved. And this gospel shall be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations. It's very easy, looking at the state of the world and looking indeed at our own nation, and despairing. But I believe the message for us, the message of Advent, is clear. Jesus is in control. He is still King of the earth and King of heaven. And whilst it may be 2,000 years since his birth, he is still here, very much here today, present and active. And this message, whilst for us, is also for us to tell the world that he is coming back. And when he does, it's going to be glorious, because he will claim his kingdom, and his kingdom will go on forever, and his people will be part of his kingdom. So, brothers and sisters, we have to remain steadfast, strong, true, and be ready to endure whatever is coming, but being assured he is there with us through it. We look forward to celebrating the past when we remember his birth this Christmas. But I hope we also look forward to celebrating what is to come when he comes as King and Judge and claims his kingdom. God is working his purpose out. Nearer and nearer draws the time. The time that will surely be when the earth shall be filled with the glory of God, as the waters cover the sea. Amen.